WRKC is proud to present a new weekly drama, The Adventures of Harry Flynn. The Adventures of Harry Flynn is written, performed, and directed by King's students. We now present our sixth episode, Philadelphia.
Much like the rest of the week, I spent most of my time sitting in my office waiting for a case. Needless to say, that's not very productive. But on the bright side, I'd become an expert at solitaire. I was about to win my 23rd consecutive game, a new record, when I heard a familiar knock on my door, followed by an equally familiar voice.
Harry!
Yes, Deborah.
There's a woman here to see you.
Suddenly, my 23rd win in a row didn't matter anymore. I couldn't remember the last time a woman hired me, and with any luck, this case would be pleasing to the eye as well as my wallet. Well, don't just stand there, let her in. I sat at my desk, trying to look as professional as possible. It had been a few days since I had a client, and there was no way I was going to lose out on this case, whatever it is.
Right this way, Miss Boswell.
Miss Boswell? Sounds like a sexy name. Maybe this really was my lucky day.
Please, call me Eleanor.
Or maybe not. I could tell by the voice I wasn't about to find a strapping young woman walking through my door. Instead, a sweet old lady, standing about 5'6", with white hair, took a seat opposite me. It was clear she was far from destitute, as her purse and earrings alone looked to be worth about a year's worth of cases. I could only imagine why she'd need a PI.
Mr. Flynn, my name is Eleanor Boswell. I was wondering if you could investigate... Oh, am I interrupting your little game?
Huh? I looked down to find solitaire still littering my office. Great. Before I even knew what the case was, Eleanor thought my card game was more important than her. I opened a drawer and quickly swept my desk clean.
Well, you didn't have to do that. It looked like you were going to win.
Oh, no, that's okay. Now, what was it you'd like me to investigate?
My neighbors, the Newmans, at 103 Franklin Street.
Okay, well, what exactly is it that you'd like me to find out?
Little Charlie Newman across the street. Well, he gets into accidents all the time. He hurts himself and sometimes other children, and I'm just worried about his home life. I used to be a teacher, Mr. Flynn, and I can tell when children aren't getting the attention they need at home.
I'd be glad to check it out for you, Miss Boswell. Deborah?
Yeah?
Please show Miss Boswell out.
Hold on, I'm almost done with my nails.
Deborah.
Fine.
That seemed simple enough. Not really anything too dangerous involved in the case.
Harry, do you know who that was?
Yes, Eleanor Boswell.
Well, do you know who her late husband was?
No.
Richard Boswell.
The oil man.
The same. That woman must be a multimillionaire. Maybe she needs a good secretary.
Deborah, please.
Oh, I'm just kidding, Harry.
This was certainly interesting. A local celebrity had just hired me. This could be great business if I did a good job on the case. So I thought I'd head over to the Newman's home immediately. It was already late afternoon, and I wanted to get something done besides solitaire today. I made the quick drive over to 103 Franklin Street. I knocked on the door of the two-story residence, and a tall brunette woman in her early 30s answered the door.
May I help you?
Mrs. Newman?
Yes, I'm Kathleen Newman.
My name is Dewey Lye, and I'm with the City Council for Understanding Citizen Satisfaction. Ah, damn it. There's no way she's going to buy that.
The CCFUCS, right.
Huh. To my surprise, apparently that institution existed. My luck was turning back around after all. I tried my best to conceal my shock as a boy came running to the door, stopping beside his mother. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind answering a few survey questions for me.
Who is it, Mom?
Not right now, sweetie.
Hey, mister, do you want to play?
Sorry, sport. I'm actually working right now.
Go inside and play, honey. I'll be right there.
Oh, okay.
And as quickly as he came, the boy ran back into the house. It seemed likely that this was the Charlie in question, but I had to find out for sure. Is that your son?
Yep, that's my 5-year-old, Charlie.
He's awfully big for his age. Talk about an understatement. 5? At 5 years old, Charlie was already about 4.5 feet tall. Maybe Miss Boswell was right about something going on in that house. They must be putting something in the water.
I'm sorry, I'm just very busy. Did you have some questions for me?
Oh, right. Yes, I do. Mrs. Newman, are you satisfied with street maintenance in your neighborhood?
For the most part, yes.
Excellent. And now to slip in something relevant to the case. Have you... Oh! I didn't have any time to react to the baseball that was thrown from the hallway. No doubt from Charlie's hand. Luckily, it startled me more than it hurt me.
Charlie! I'm so sorry, Mr. Lye. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Charlie doesn't understand his own strength. He doesn't know any better. I'm so sorry. Charlie, come here and apologize to Mr. Lye.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, sport. Just be more careful next time, all right? Now, if you don't mind, Mrs. Newman, maybe we can finish the survey at another time.
Of course. Again, I'm so sorry about the baseball.
Don't worry about it. I'll just take my base. Thanks for your time. Even though Charlie did hurt me, I had a hard time believing that he did it intentionally or with any sort of malice. He was, after all, only 5 years old, albeit a gigantic 5-year-old. I lacked the training Miss Boswell did in identifying problems during childhood, but in my private investigating opinion, there wasn't really anything of interest to report. Nevertheless, there was something that led Eleanor to another conclusion. Since she only lived across the street, I decided to take the short walk over to talk to her again. However, I was stopped on the way by a boy named Robert, who had seen my injury via Charlie.
So Charlie hurt you too?
Yes, but he didn't mean it.
Whatever you say, sir. He gets a free pass because he's so young, but I'm so tired of him hurting other people.
How old are you, Robert?
9.
Well, did you get away with things when you didn't know any better?
Yeah, but he hurt my sister.
I'm sorry to hear that, Rob, but give the kid a break.
How many breaks does one kid get?
As I arrived at Eleanor's house, well, her mansion, I realized that it was a little later than I thought. This could wait until tomorrow. The last thing I wanted to do was disturb a wealthy, influential, and elderly client. Especially the wealthy and influential part. So calling it a night, I went back to my apartment where I could rest easy with the knowledge that I actually did some work today. With a nice shot of scotch to help me get some winks, I passed out. Who could that be at this hour? Hello?
Harry.
Deborah, what is it?
Spinelli asked me to call you. There's been a break in your case with the Newmans.
Well, it wasn't really a case, more like a simple investigation.
Call it what you will, but would you just listen to me? You need to hear this.
What is it?
The Newmans' house was just put out.
Deborah, I don't really care if their house is for sale.
No, Harry, it was on fire. Half of it was burned to the ground.
Suddenly, I was very awake. I quickly got dressed and sped over to the remains of 103 Franklin Street to find the entire populace of the neighborhood gathered around the burning residence. I wasn't going to get paid for my involvement, but I had to figure out just what this was all about. I'm sure with Charlie's behavior receiving the attention it does amongst the neighborhood, that the blaze was more than bad luck.
We'll return for the exciting conclusion of Philadelphia, but first, a word from our sponsor.
With tax day just around the corner, sometimes we all need a little help dealing with all that pesky paperwork and those harassing phone calls from the government. But when push comes to shove, who can you call to get you out of your taxi jam?
I don't know. What are taxes?
You stupid, stupid man. Taxes are fees the government charges you to do all sorts of things. They tax you on your purchases, your home, even for services you don't use.
Well, why should I pay taxes?
You shouldn't. I, Giovanni Colazione, never do. Here at Respectful Law-Abiding Tax Services, we utilize a variety of methods in order to ensure you pay the least amount of money in taxes as is humanly possible. But don't take my word for it, since I will deny that I have any involvement in our entirely legal endeavors.
The government just wouldn't leave me alone, but I couldn't even figure out how to file my taxes, let alone pay them. So I called Respectful Law-Abiding Tax Services, and they simply threw away the paperwork and answered the phone whenever the government got on my case. But they still wouldn't leave me alone.
So what did you do?
She upgraded to our best plan, which includes 100% tax coverage. All you do is cover the cost of 2 cement blocks and a sturdy rope, and we will take care of the first government agent that approaches you regarding your taxes. If he bothers you again, we'll provide you with a complete refund and pay your taxes for you.
What if they send another agent?
They won't.
But what if?
Announcer, is this man insane?
He certainly is, but not nearly as insane as this offer. Just call 1-800-NO-TAXES to be rid of those pesky April forms forever. That's Respectful Law-Abiding Tax Services at 1-800-NO-TAXES. They won't do your taxes, and neither will anyone else if they have a say in it.
We now return to the exciting conclusion of The Adventures of Harry Flynn.
I made my way through the crowd of neighbors, firemen, and police surrounding Franklin Street. The noise was deafening. Like every single person there had an explanation for the blaze, they were all offering it simultaneously. I was careful not to be seen by the Newmans. I didn't want to have my cover as the city council for whatever I made up blown. Just then, Eleanor spotted me on the street, made her way over.
Mr. Flynn? Harry?
No, ma'am, you must be mistaken. My name is Dewey Lye.
Oh, I'm sorry, you look like someone else.
No, Miss Boswell, it's me, Harry. The Newmans don't know I'm a PI, and I don't want them to know I lied to them.
Oh, I understand.
Eleanor, I tried my best to find evidence of neglect for Charlie, but as far as I can tell, he's just a regular 5-year-old boy. He's no more dangerous than any other child.
I don't think any of that really matters now with the house being like it is.
Look at this. Harry Flynn is on the scene. Guess we cops will just go on home if the great Harry Flynn is on the case.
I'd recognize that voice anywhere. Officer Brody. Proof that the city needed higher standards for their police force. Officer Brody.
What are you doing here?
Just wondering what's going on.
Aren't we all?
Well, surely you know more about the situation than I do. After all, you're a cop.
That's right, I am. Well, the fire was definitely set in the woods behind the residence. Spinelli is back there now, looking for more evidence.
It was actually kind of sad how easy it was to play Brody. Feed his ego, and he'll tell you whatever you need to know.
Harry, I'll pay another fee if you can figure out who was behind this tragedy.
Gladly. The Newmans seem to be good people. I'll get to the bottom of this.
I wish I got paid to get to the bottom of things.
You do, Brody.
Yeah, that's right. 'Cause I'm a cop.
Good luck, Harry.
Thanks, Miss Boswell. I felt bad leaving Eleanor there with Brody, but I needed to find Spinelli to see what he knew about the fire. Walking through the crowd, I noticed that the firemen were still putting out some smolders. I noticed Robert standing nearby, with a panicked look on his face, his little sister by his side crying. Judging by where they stood, their house would have been next had the fire been allowed to spread. I found Spinelli with several other officers examining the dirt behind the Newman home.
Harry, what are you doing here?
Brody told me I'd be able to find you back here. Eleanor Boswell hired me to find out who set the fire.
Eleanor Boswell? Richard the oil man's wife?
That's right.
Guys, I got something here.
Harry, this is Jack Hughes, our arson expert.
Nice to meet you. I'm Harry Flynn, PI.
You too. This is pretty interesting stuff we got here.
What is it?
The fire originated here, with this pile of dry leaves and twigs. Simple, really. Probably a couple of used matches in the pile. I'll keep looking.
What's so interesting about that?
Well, another officer found some broken matches further back in the woods. Our arsonist wasn't very experienced. That makes sense, too, considering the size of the footprints leading out of the woods. No bigger than a size 7. You're looking for a child.
Age?
Could be anywhere from 7 to 10.
Oh no. I hope I'm wrong about our perp. The street was more hectic than it was just a few minutes before. A heated argument had broken out between Mr. Newman and another woman, a Dorothy O'Halloran. Brody was doing his best to calm them down, but like most efforts Officer Brody made, it was futile.
Please, Mrs. O'Halloran, back away.
I'm sorry your house burned down, Donald, but I'm not sorry you'll have to leave the street. That kid of yours is a monster. The farther he is from Robert and Kimberly, the better.
It was an accident. Charlie didn't mean to hurt Kimberly, and he's very sorry he did.
Yeah, he's real sorry.
I'm sorry you have a problem with my family. Thanks a lot for bringing it up while my family and I are homeless.
That's enough, Donald. Come on.
Yeah, go on.
Break it up before I have to arrest you.
Dorothy O'Halloran returned to her family, as did Donald Newman. Dorothy hugged her children, a girl no older than 5 and 9-year-old Robert, who was sweating bullets. I approached the O'Hallorans, looking Robert right in the eyes. Robert?
Who the hell are you?
Harry Flynn, private investigator. Robert.
Yes?
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, sure.
What's your shoe size?
I don't know.
What the hell is this about?
Ma'am, the fire at the Newmans was set by a child. Based on your attitude towards them, there's plenty of motive for your son Robert to protect Kimberly from that monster Charlie.
Robert, what did you do?
I didn't mean for the house to catch. I just wanted to scare them, to keep them away from Kimberly, I swear.
Just then, Spinelli returned to the street from the other side of the Newman house. Didn't take long for Donald Newman to run straight for Spinelli.
Officer, I want that child arrested for burning my house down.
I need proof.
He just confessed.
Is this true?
Yes.
He's only 9 years old.
Robert O'Halloran, you're under arrest for...
Wait, he's a child. I'll pay for the restoration of the Newman house if they don't press charges against Robert. He doesn't deserve to be labeled as a criminal at his age, any more than Charlie deserves to be a monster at his.
I didn't know exactly how much money the Boswell oil fortune was worth, but it was even more than I thought. The Newman's residence was a nice two-story home that I couldn't afford with a lifetime of case wages at my disposal. The only thing more boundless than her fortune was her altruism. From the start, Eleanor placed others before herself. And for my involvement, she paid me the equivalent of 4 cases. The Newmans couldn't refuse her offer, so Robert wasn't charged with the crime. I haven't returned to Franklin Street since that night, but from what I'm told, it's like an entirely new place. I guess it just goes to show you that a little love between neighbors goes a long way. Robert and Charlie are like brothers now. I'll toast to that.
This has been The Adventures of Harry Flynn, presented by WRKC. This week's episode, Philadelphia, was written by Mark Zurich. Our cast today was Brandon Leon Gambetta as Harry Flynn, Brandy George as Deborah, Kathleen Newman, and Robert O'Halloran, Drake Nestor as Charlie Newman, commercial announcer, and Jack Hughes, Elsbeth Williams as Eleanor Boswell, Dorothy O'Halloran, and satisfied customer, Mark Zurich as Clueless Man, Officer Brody, and Donald Newman, and Lucas Tomasacci as announcer, Giovanni Colazione, and Officer Spinelli. Tune in next week for our next exciting episode, Crems and Misdemeanors. If you'd like to write or perform in The Adventures of Harry Flynn, find us on Facebook.